guys know this, but a lot of Wheels Off stuff can be found in police reports. And this is a new segment that I'd like to do, Fun with Police Reports. Oh, my gosh.
Take that to Norway.
This comes to us from the city of Garland. A police report that was filed, I believe, a couple months ago. And I always like to do open records requests and just kind of plow through police reports on weekends. All right. The first red flag in this is that it occurred on Christmas Eve. Always a bad time to get arrested, isn't it, on Christmas Eve? I'll read, and plus it's got a funny name. This happened at the Chili's, I think in Garland on the George Bush Highway. And the manager of that restaurant is Flavio Mejia.
Mejia?
Yeah, Mejia. So I like
Hello
that.
Hello, life.
Mejia, the Chili's manager, said that around 12:15 a.m., one of his cooks notified him that there was someone in the men's bathroom. Mejia says that he went into the bathroom to speak to the man, who was later identified as Jason Paul Roberts. He's our suspect. When Mejia got into the bathroom, he saw that Roberts was in one of the bathroom stalls. Mejia could see that Roberts' clothing was laying on the ground in the stall, and that through the gap in the stall door, Roberts appeared to be naked at a Chili's past midnight. Mejia asked Roberts what he was doing, and Roberts replied that he needed some more time. Mejia could see through the gap in the stall that Roberts was completely naked, lying backwards on the toilet seat, and was stroking...
Yeah.
And then it identifies what he was
on they business.
Stroking here, but I'm not going to read that. Mejia asked Roberts to exit the bathroom and leave the restaurant, and then asked if Roberts wanted to call friends or family to come get him.
You want your old-timer to go?
Roberts replied, I don't have any family. And friends are what I'm looking for.
In a
That's
stall?
That's no way to look for them.
Mejia said that Roberts then stated, I'm waiting for someone to come blank me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Mejia said that Roberts then asked him to have sex with him.
So he's trying everything.
You're just proposing to the Chili's restaurant manager who's trying to kick you out of the stall, trying to kick you out of the restaurant. And so you offer him another deal. Hey, how about instead of you kicking me out,
let's just
you
right
just
here
come in here and have gay sex with me.
Perfect.
Mark!
That's great.
After hearing this, the manager left the bathroom and went to call police. Officers arrived and went into the bathroom. The officer observed Roberts in the stall, lying on his back on the toilet seat, with his legs completely up, completely spread apart.
Oh, gosh.
Roberts was leaning forward slightly, doing something to himself, and looking at something on his cell phone.
Oh, my God.
The officer asked Roberts what he was doing, and Roberts replied, I'm waiting for some difficult rooster.
Some difficult?
Well, you know when a math problem is difficult, what do you say it is?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And you know what another name for rooster is, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what he was looking for. He was looking for some difficult rooster. He's telling the officer this.
Gordon Keith.
Well, at least he's telling the truth.
Officers then told Roberts to put his clothing on and exit the stall. He did not comply.
Still thinking he had a shot at
there's
a
still
difficult
a shot.
Rooster?
Yes, there's still a shot he can get away with all of this, and it's going to work out well for him. The officers told Roberts that they would force the door open if he didn't open it, and through the gap in the door, officers could see that upon hearing this, Roberts turned over, face down on the toilet, placing his hands on the ground, and arching his anus up towards the stall door.
Right, he at must this point, be, they've got to break in there and tase him at this point.
Just he must be a gymnast to pull all this off, this balancing act on a public toilet.
What kind of weird response to an officer is that? Oh. Okay, so they break into the stall, and they start struggling with him. Ugh. All right?
Got to tase him.
It says here, Roberts continued to resist officers. Roberts even started making moaning sounds. He appeared to be enjoying the struggle.
On Christmas Eve.
He later told officers that he wanted to, quote, be dominated by them. On yes, Christmas Eve, Giorgio. Then, as they're struggling with him, he somehow manages to get his right hand free, okay, while they're struggling with him. So instead of I don't know, punching the officers or doing whatever you do when you resist arrest, he reaches down onto the floor of the bathroom and picks up a cigarette, which had been lying next to the toilet, and hurriedly tries to put it in his mouth and starts trying to light it.
This guy's incredible.
When he's trying to light it, the officer just reaches up and swats it away. Oh, and during the course of the fight, he knocks the toilet loose from the floor.
Oh, no.
So water's going everywhere, and they all hell's breaking loose. He's struggling with him. And finally, after they beat him basically into submission because they're trying to subdue him, right? So they have to administer a few strikes. But he's enjoying it for a while, and finally he says, okay. He gives up.
I'd almost pay money to see that video.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially like the best media day ever.
The cigarette moment.
Oh.
So let me ask you this. Do you think, how old is this guy?
It doesn't say in the police report.
He may be 30 or 40.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, around 30-something.
So do you think, say, 30 years ago, when he was two,
let him ask the question, George.
He was 2 or 3 years old, uh-huh. And it was Christmas Eve at his home with his parents, and they had their brand new son and their bundle of joy, and the parents lovingly looked at each other and said, "Oh, this is so much fun, Christmas Eve with our son. I can't wait for him to grow up one day and experience this with his family." At that moment, did they ever picture that he would have a Christmas Eve where he'd be in a Chili's at midnight? Instead of at midnight mass, he's in a Chili's.
Arcing his anus towards a police officer.
Arcing his anus towards the cops.
No, they had no idea. Now, conversely, the great Gordo has an idea. It could end this way for him at some point.
Oh, hey, there's no doubt that you've had a Christmas Eve similar to. I'm not saying exactly like.
No, I never have. And if there's anyone in this room that has a chance of a night like that, it's the guy who brought it to the air.
There's no way I will come close to this. They arrested him, of course, in decent exposure, and they found a meth pipe on him.
Uh-oh.
Junior, who's the only one in this room who has struggled with police before?
That would be Gordo at Lambeau Field.
I did it for radio.
And I think you tried to pick a cigarette up off the ground, too, didn't you?
As a last desperate smoke before I get incarcerated.
Man, that's an all-timer. You got to keep that story. That's great.
So heinous.
He wins the award. Jason Paul Roberts, you've won our first
Man of the Year.
Our first Man of the Week from Police Reports.
Absolutely.
Hold
on, George.
All right, that's great. Thank you, Gordo. That's the ODEC at 6:42 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. In 15 minutes.